And many times you find people who have sung songs and talked all their life about seeking the kingdom of God, but there's no method to it. There's no how to it. And you default to things like, well, religious activities and perhaps a few other fragments of righteousness that you may have picked up. But not the whole story of God's presence and God's action. So let's just remember that God's kingdom is God in action. It's God's reigning, if you like that word, often used in theological texts on it. It's the reign of God, but it's not static, it's active. It's what God is doing now where I am. That is the kingdom that we seek. What is God doing now where I am? I'm in a face-to-face relationship with an individual. What is God doing there? What am I looking at? Bonhoeffer, in his wonderful book, Life Together, in the first chapter, has a discussion of how the Christians never meet one-on-one. They always meet under the presence of Christ. And that's the way we escape this dreadful habit that human beings have of sizing one another up. Does that identify anything that you're familiar with? It's one of the most dreadful things in human life, and only the love of Christ and the presence of the kingdom can bring us beyond it. We meet a person, maybe it's someone we've known for a long time, maybe it's in church, maybe it's not, maybe it's out on the street, and the first thing that happens is we have a kind of program running about this person that covers their appearance and their demeanor and what they must be like because of this, that, and the other. And it breaks the possibility of meeting them under Christ in the kingdom of God. Yeah. So I'm seeking the kingdom of God when I'm in a face-to-face relationship to another person. And it doesn't matter if this other person is my enemy. I'm given, under God, the ability to love and to bring blessing to that person, no matter who it may be. And as Rachel reminded us briefly, the most important people are the ones closest to us. And that's where we can know the kingdom in a way that we cannot know it anywhere else. It's in our personal relationships to other people. We seek the kingdom.